Hey, it's Maya, and welcome to The Sound Pit, where I dig up interesting songs, give you a bit of background about them, and try to unify them under a theme. If you'd rather listen to just the mix of songs without the voiceover, then I'll make that available in the description, along with an extended version with more songs on it. But if you're here for the podcast, then welcome, and thanks for listening. Today we're talking about French sleaze and music. So, from the hedonism and orgies of Louis XIV, to the Marquis de Sade, to President Macron marrying his schoolteacher, the French have been involved in a lot of sex and scandal. But I do think it's worth making a disclaimer here that I don't want to reduce the whole of French culture to a stereotype of being sleazy and sex-obsessed. They've also come out with a lot of lovely art and books and films and music of different genres, and arguably the English are just as sleazy. What I'm talking about is a certain style, a set of ideas and aesthetic that's just characteristically very gritty and French, and hopefully I'll be able to show you that through the following songs. So, where better to start than the king of sleaze himself, Serge Gainsbourg. This guy smoked like 5 packs of cigarettes a day and eventually died from a heart attack. He was an alcoholic, he visited prostitutes and pretty much cycled through wives and spouses. But I also think he was brilliant, and he's probably the biggest figure in French music. So to start us off, this song is called Comme un boomerang, in English, like a boomerang. I've been absolutely obsessed with this song for weeks. À pleurer les larmes d'un des pincots que je t'avais donné. J'ai sur le bout de la langue ton prénom presque effacé, tordu comme un boomerang, mon esprit l'a rejeté de ma mémoire car la brinque, ton amour m'ont épuisé. Je sens des boules et des bandes agiter mon cœur blessé. Comme un boomerang, me revient des jours passés, assommé comme nous de dingue, comme nous de fous alignés. Sache que ce cœur exsangue pourrait un jour s'arrêter, si comme un boomerang, tu ne reviens pas me chercher, peu à peu, je me déglingue. Comme un boomerang by Serge Gainsbourg. It's about old feelings of love coming back. So earlier I mentioned that there's a lot of unsleazy aspects to French culture, so the arts and films and literature and philosophy, and a lot of the music too. And it might actually be this mix of the highbrow with the sleaze that makes the whole thing work so well. Serge's songs are littered with wordplay and literary, philosophical and historical references. A good example of this being the song that he did with Brigitte Bardot called Bonnie and Clyde. You might have heard it before, but I'll play it now anyway because it's such a good song. Woo!
l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution, c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Pourtant c'est lui que tu veux. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Et tu m'oublies peu à peu. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Je sais qu'un jour viendra, tu tomberas dans ses bras. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Mais il est déjà trop tard. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Mais tu l'aimes déjà. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Un jour, il fera mouche. Tu tomberas sur sa bouche. Tu ne peux pas résister quand il vient te parler. Je vois tes yeux qui s'accrochent à ses yeux. Non, tu ne peux pas résister. Il sait que c'est plus fort que toi. Et comme il te veut, un jour il t'aura. laisse pas l'aimer. Mais tu te prends à son jeu. Je sais pas l'aimer. Il est bien trop dangereux. Je sais pas l'aimer. Oh non, tu ne vois pas comme il s'amuse de toi. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il fera ton désespoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Jamais. Oh non, jamais. Ne le revois plus jamais. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer. Il ne faut plus le revoir.
That was Bonnie and Clyde by Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot, followed by Ne me laisse pas aimer, which means Don't Let Me Love Him, by Brigitte herself. She also has another song that I think fits in very nicely with our theme, called Je me donne à qui me plaît, which means I sleep with whoever I want. I'll play that now.
Je me donne à qui me plaît, ça n'est jamais le même, mais quoi? Que celui qu'on n'a jamais bavé me jette le premier pavé. Je n'avais qu'un unique amour, celui-là m'a joué un sale tour. Je ne m'en porte pas plus bête, fini Roméo et Juliette. À tout je leur file un rencard, là-bas l'ombre du hangar où j'ai rangé mes poèmes, mes amours et ma bohème. Je les mets tous dans le même taco et bousculés par le même KO. Ils s'y brisent le cœur et les reins, et moi je trouve ça très bien. Si tu passes un jour dans ma rue, peut-être que je t'en mettrai plein la vue. Mon piano donne sur la cour, t'entendras ma chanson d'amour. Et comme ça rien qu'en passant, tu seras un peu mon amant. T'auras le meilleur de moi-même, car je ne chante que ce que j'aime. Je le chante à qui me plaît, ça n'est jamais le même, mais quoi? Faut avoir vécu sa vie? Non, je trouve que ça n'est pas si... Quoi?
Brigitte Bardot was part of the Yeah Yeah Music movement, a sort of 60s French pop that Serge was originally derisive of. But he wrote a lot of songs for major figures and eventually became one of the biggest artists in the genre himself. For example, he wrote songs for the Yeah Yeah artist France Gall, including this song, which won the 1965 Eurovision Song Contest for Luxembourg. This is Poupée de Cire, Poupée de Sang by France Gall, which translated can either mean wax doll, rag doll, or wax doll, sound doll, or singing doll.
Je suis une poupée de cire, une poupée de son. Mon cœur est gravé dans mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Suis-je meilleure, suis-je pire qu'une poupée de salon? Chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Autour de moi j'entends rire les poupées de chiffon, celles qui dansent sur mes chansons. Poupées de cire, poupées de son, elles se laissent séduire pour un oui, pour un non. L'amour n'est pas dans les chansons, poupées de cire, poupées de son.
lesquels chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Soleil de mes cheveux blancs, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mais un jour je vivrai mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Sans craindre la chaleur des garçons, poupée de cire, poupée de son.
Basically, the idea is that Gal is a kind of puppet for Gainsbourg, almost like a kind of Svengali. But it's done in a very self-aware and self-referential way, at least on Serge's part. It was a mockery of teenage pop singers and commercial music in general. Gal was 17, and like a lot of the teenage singers going on at the time, she had no real connection or understanding of the songs that were written for her. She was just this singing doll, this sound doll. This relationship was then demonstrated again the following year, 1966, in the song that Gainsbourg wrote for Gal called Les Sucettes, which definitely falls into the genre of French sleaze. In French, sucettes means lollipops, but the whole thing is basically a euphemism for oral sex, with some, like, genuinely clever wordplay. Gal apparently wasn't aware of the double meaning of the song at the time, which is a little hard to believe since the whole music video is basically her singing surrounded by these very phallic-looking lollipops. But I guess it was a different time back then. There's also a second music video where Serge and France sing it together, and he has the most self-satisfied and mischievous grin on his face the whole way through. And it's just so interesting seeing them sing it from their two different perspectives. But I'll play the one of just France Gall. This is Les Sucettes by France Gall. Apparently, when Gal found out about the real meaning of the song, she hid herself away for weeks and lost a lot of trust in adults, which obviously isn't great. Anyway, so Serge had a lot of female muses and women that he wrote songs for, but his biggest muse of all was Jane Birkin, who he met on the set of the film Slogan. She was British, but she became a French national treasure and an international fashion icon, with the famous Birkin bag by Hermès being designed for and named after her. Unfortunately, she actually died 2 days ago now, during the time that I've been putting together this podcast, which is a bit of a eerie coincidence. Anyway, together they re-recorded the song Je t'aime, moi non plus, which Gainsbourg originally recorded with Brigitte Bardot. The story goes that Gainsbourg and Bardot were having an affair, and after a crappy date, she asked him to write her the most beautiful love song that he could muster up to make up for the bad date. The re-recording ends with what sounds like Birkin having an orgasm, and that got it banned in several countries, including the UK, and it was also denounced by the Vatican. So here it is, Je t'aime, moi non plus by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin.
Je vais et je viens.
Je t'aime, moi non plus means I love you, me neither. And the song is about desperation and the limitations of physical love. The title was inspired by something that Salvador Dali said. Picasso is Spanish, me too. Picasso is a genius, me too. Picasso is a communist, me neither. Honestly, I'm not sure if I completely understand the quote and whether Dali was subtly admitting to being a communist or whether he was criticizing Picasso for claiming to be one but not being like a true communist. But in the song, Birkin says the first bit, je t'aime, and then Gainsbourg replies, moi non plus. And I think it's either because he doesn't really believe her or because he's about to say it back but he's stopping himself or because he just doesn't really love her at all. Again, it's just down to interpretation. It could also be the back and forth sort of push and pull of sex that they're talking about, because there's also euphemisms about a wave and an island, and in the bridge they each sing je vais, je viens, which means I come and I go, which kind of has two dirty meanings that you could attach to it. So clearly very boundary pushing, both in how explicit it is, but also in the wordplay. So the couple ended up separating in 1980 because of Gainsbourg's violence and alcoholism, but they stayed friends and Serge continued to write for Jane until he died. Honestly, I haven't found a Birkin song post-1980 that I like enough to play here. So here are two earlier songs, Ballade de Melody Nelson and Didouda, both written by Serge.
Ça, c'est l'histoire de
Melody Nelson.
Qu'à part moi-même, personne n'a jamais pris dans ses bras. Ça vous étonne, mais c'est comme ça. De l'amour pour vous.
Melody Nelson.
Mais elle en avait des tonnes. Mais ses jours étaient comptés, 14 automnes et 15 étés.
See you.
So in the 80s, Serge moved from chanson and yeah yeah to, which I will explain later, to more electronic stuff with his Love on the Beat album. And that was really the start of like the typical French electronic sound. I'm going to play two songs off of that album, Sorry Angel, followed by Lemon Incest. Honestly, I won't be surprised if you skip the second, but I do feel like it's worth playing just so that we can talk about it.
C'est moi qui t'ai suicidé, mon amour. Je n'en valais pas la peine, tu sais. Sans moi, tu as décidé, un beau jour, décidé que tu t'en allais. Le conte avait commencé. Était-ce vertige des veines, qui sait? Un voyage, un seul aller, au long cours, d'où l'on ne revient jamais.
Sorry, angel, sorry, soul. Sorry, angel, sorry, soul.
Moi, j'aurais tout essayé, mon amour. C'était vraiment pas la peine, je sais. C'était foutu d'avance, mon amour. Je n'ai ni remords, ni regrets.
Sorry, angel, sorry, soul. Sorry, angel, sorry, soul.
C'est moi qui t'ai suicidé, mon amour. Moi qui t'ai ouvert les veines, je sais. Maintenant tu es avec les anges, pour toujours. Toujours et à jamais.
Sorry, angel, sorry, soul. Sorry, angel, sorry, soul.
Jamais.
Sorry, angel, sorry,
Cesse de citron.
That was Sorry Angel by Serge Gainsbourg, followed by Lemon Incest by Serge and the daughter that he had with Jane Birkin, Charlotte Gainsbourg, who's now an actress. Lemon Incest being a play on the term lemon zest. So the album Love on the Beat as a whole was very shocking for its sexual content. There's lots of stuff about prostitution, homosexuality, and the cover is Serge in drag. But for obvious reasons, this song was especially very controversial. Charlotte was 13 years old when she performed it, and it came along with this really creepy music video where the two of them are basically just rolling around on a mattress together. There was also a film that came out 2 years later called Charlotte Forever, and that's basically just the same thing, but for like 90 minutes. We've seen with Je T'aime, Moi Non Plus, and the France Gall songs that Serge was very boundary pushing and reactionary. So we can only hope that this is what that is, you know, that he was just going for another sort of shocking hit, and he did get it, and, you know, Charlotte Gainsbourg seems to think that that's what he was going for at the time. But even musically, I really don't like that song. I just find Charlotte's vocals way too grating. The lyrics are, of course, very uncomfortable, and while a lot of French pop is pretty repetitive, this just goes on for, like, way too long. But that album as a whole definitely marks a move to a much heavier, sort of thicker kind of electronic music that you hear a lot in French pop and new wave today. So Serge's influence has also spread beyond France. For example, here's Miami by Baxter Drury, and hopefully you can hear a few similarities there.
Successful I am. I'm like a shipping tycoon, full of promise and calm. I'm a salamander, short riff lover boy, causing grief with the bleeding eyes. I'm the turgid, fucked up little goat pissing on your fucking hill. And you can't ship me out, cause you can't catch me, cause you're so fat. So fuck ya. I'm Miami. I don't think you know who I am. I'm the sausage man, the shadow licker. Tiny little ghost that features in your despondent moments. The timeless whisper, the glassy dude. I'm the science of all that's wrong, and I'm making you think that you doubt everything you love. but I'm here to stay.
Clear Serge influence there, and he's even discussed it and sort of confirmed that he's inspired by Serge Gainsbourg. But I really like how Baxter Drury has developed his own sort of Cockney French sleaze. And if you check out any of his music videos, like, the image is absolutely there. Like, 80s sort of greasy wife beaters, silver suits, sort of limp ties. It's great. In terms of other big English-speaking artists who've been inspired by Serge, Mick Harvey did an album called Delirium Tremens where he covers some of Gainsbourg's songs but in English. And then I have a theory that Leonard Cohen has a pretty heavy Serge inspiration, but I can't actually find anything online to corroborate this. So take a listen and see if you can hear it. This is I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want to drive, climb inside. Or if you want to take me for a ride, you know you can, I'm your man.
the moon's too bright, the chain's too tight, the beast won't go to sleep. I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat, and I'd clog your heart, and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. Gotta sleep a moment on the road, I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you.
So it's hard to tell if Cohen was directly inspired by Gainsbourg. To be fair, he's Canadian, so it might just be that they both happen to have French backgrounds and they're quite sort of sexy and sultry. But there's also the wordplay and the traditional French musical melodies and the close mic singing that Serge perfected and also made the people that he wrote for follow. Anyway, this playlist has been pretty dominated by discussions of Serge. So as much as I love him, I think it's time to turn towards some of the other artists I feel like embody this sense of French sleaze. So let's go back a little bit on ourselves and look at the yeah yeah music that I talked about earlier. It's this sort of 60s sound, sort of 60s pop, very French in the way that it mixes like pop and jazz and traditional French chanson, which is like the more lyric-driven traditional French music. For example, you'll hear that in the following song, which is Le Temps de l'Amour by Françoise Hardy.
Ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de chaleur et de bonheur. Un beau jour c'est l'amour et le cœur bat plus vite, car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours. On s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient.
Françoise was 18 when this came out, and she wrote her own songs, so she was outdoing a lot of all the other Yeah Yeah teen singers at the time. Although this one was written for her by Lucien Maurice and André Salvet. I just thought I'd play it because it's one of her most iconic. And possibly, you know, the fact that that men wrote it for a teenage girl is why it has a bit of a sleazy twist to it. I might be wrong. But you could almost see it in like a cheesy spy film or like a porno. It's also worth mentioning that a lot of the Yeah Yeah music and a lot of music of sort of the 60s and 70s with young female artists is at least retrospectively referred to as Lolita chic, which, you know, with the Lemon Incest song and even the 18-year age gap between Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin, you can kind of see like there's a heavy theme there. Here's another very 60s song that I think fits the theme of French Lee's Lolita chic Yeah Yeah music. This is Jacqueline Taïb with 7 heures du matin, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Les 7 heures du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Alors un peu de musique pour se mettre en train, je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je trouve plus ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore. La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère, la jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain, j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un 10 pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu. Mon Shetland rouge. Ah, mon Shetland bleu. Mon Shetland rouge. Le bleu. Le bleu. Le rouge. Mon Shetland rouge.
It's got this sort of freak beat thing going on, very sexy and cool, and probably just a year or so away from being used in a perfume ad. Which I have so many of these songs, I swear to God, I've heard in like a Chanel or like a Marc Jacobs ad, but again, I can't find anything to confirm this. Like, I think I might just be having some really like extreme deja vu, because I feel like a lot of these songs I grew up hearing constantly on TV in adverts. But anyway, another honourable mention in terms of French Lees is this song by Jacques Dutronc, La Fille du Père Noël, which is about seducing Father Christmas's daughter.
Je l'ai trouvée au petit matin, toute nue dans mes grands souliers, placée devant la cheminée, pas besoin de nous faire un dessin, de battre mon cœur s'est arrêté, sur le lit j'ai jeté mon fouet. Contre elle, je me suis penché et sa beauté m'a rendu muet. Fatigué, j'ai la gueule de bois, toute la nuit j'avais aidé mon père. Dans le feu, j'ai remis du bois, dans la cheminée, il n'y avait pas son père. C'était la fille du Père Noël, j'étais le fils. Elle s'appelait Marie-Noël, je m'appelais Jean-Balthazar. Je prends la fille dans mes bras, elle me dit mais non Balthazar, ne fais donc pas le fier à bras, je suis tombé là par hasard. Toute la nuit j'avais fouetté à tour de bras les gens méchants. Toute la nuit, elle avait donné des cadeaux à tous les enfants. C'était la fille du Père Noël, j'étais le fils du Père Fouettard. Elle s'appelait Marie-Noël, je m'appelais Jean-Balthazar. Descendu chez moi par erreur, elle était là dans mes souliers. Et comme je ne pouvais prendre son cœur, je l'ai remis sur le palier. C'était la fille du Père Noël, j'étais le fils du Père Fouettard. Et elle m'a dit d'une voix très celle, bye bye au hasard Balthazar. C'était la fille Noël, j'étais le fils du Père Fouettard, elle s'appelait Marie-Noël, je m'appelais Jean-Balthazar.
So that was La Fille de Père Noël by Jacques Dutronc, followed by Laissez tomber les filles, sung by April March. Laissez tomber les filles was originally written by Serge Gainsbourg and performed by France Gall, but this version plays at the end of Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof. one of his less talked about films, but it's a really cool and gritty sort of sexploitation film that's worth a watch. And another song that I think would fit very comfortably in a Tarantino film is I'm Gonna Haunt You by Fabian Delasole. Have a little listen to this. So that song is pretty recent. It came out in 2004, which nicely brings us out of the 60s. This is the French band Air with Sexy Boy from their 1998 album Moon Safari.
Yeah.
Again, I swear to God I've heard this on a Perfume ad, but there's nothing online about it. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, let's now have a little look at some more modern French Lees and what some current artists are doing. The first recent group I'm going to play is the Limnianas. This is their song My Gas 2000 from the year 2010.
Okay. Ce qu'il nous faut pour commencer, c'est une voix bien profonde, à feu très doux, vous en verrez, trois gousses d'ail en offrande, une cuillère en bois est nécessaire pour ne rien rayer du fond de la poêle. À saisir lentement, longanis, boudin, lard et gourmandise, les retirer sans trop tarder. Quatre verres de semoule, les faire dorer, dans un verre d'eau les séparer. Deux heures seront nécessaires pour qu'apparaissent les boulettes. Continuez de remuer. Continuez de remuer. Continuez de remuer. Sur France Culture, vous l'entendez. C'est bientôt l'heure d'arrêter. Coupez le gaz. Servez vos gaz de nuit. Avec amour, dégustez-les.
Limnianas chuck a lot of Spanish into their songs, and they've got a Spanish name even, but as far as I know, they're a fully French band. But yeah, I think you can hear the kind of gritty, dirty sound of French Lees right there. Thing is, the lyrics aren't dirty at all, it's just about cooking dumplings, unless I'm missing some sort of euphemism. So next up is Bertrand Belin with Un Deluge. This song is from 2013, but it just sounds so classic.
Certes, tu ne peux pas être bien loin, étouffant tes rires d'enfante, allongé sur le ventre, je vais te trouver, je vais te trouver. Un déluge pour moi, pour nous, un déluge.
Un déluge pour moi, pour nous.
Next up is Sur la Planche by La Femme. Not so much sleazy, but I thought I'd include it because I feel like you can really hear the Yeye influence with like the female vocals that are almost shouted. And then there's also sort of the heavy 80s French beat. So this is Sur la Planche by La Femme.
Lui, dans lui, ce qu'il voulait faire, c'était de l'argent.
L'argent.
femme, pas de parents, pas d'enfants. Grand-Bille, sa seule famille, c'était les gars qui venaient chez eux pour se faire une partie de quai. Grand-Bille avait son bowling dans le bas de la ville, dans son building. Et Grand-Bille, la petite fille qui l'aidait, he would treat her like a lady. Ariane était belle, belle comme la mer. Sa seule présence nous aidait à passer l'hiver. Ses yeux étaient clairs, sa voix était douce. Elle nous servait de la bière sans faire de mousse. Le rêve de ben des gars, conquérir son cœur. Ou pour se consoler, obtenir un peu de ses faveurs. Grand-Bille, lui aussi, il aurait fait la cour. On entendait même dire qu'ils avaient peut-être fait l'amour. Grand-Bille avait son bowling dans le bas de la ville, dans son building. Grand-Bille, la petite fille qui l'aidait, we would treat her like a lady. Puis un beau soir de tournoi, Grand-Bille est en pleine victoire. Quand il y a un petit nouveau qui est entré, l'air un peu mêlé. Tante Ariane lui a demandé s'il voulait quelque chose à boire.
Quelque chose à boire?
Leurs regards se sont croisés et c'est là que tout a changé. La petite sacrée le camp, deux semaines plus tard était mariée. On n'a plus jamais, jamais, jamais réentendu parler. La place est vidée, Grand-Bille s'est pendu. La business a fermé et le building a été vendu. Cette maudite belle histoire que j'ai tendance à oublier, c'est ce qu'on se disait encore hier soir, Ariane pis moi.
Sur la planche by La Femme, followed by Martin Lyon with Grand-Bille. I'm going to end it there because I feel like I'm getting away from French sleaze and more into French pop, which I want to leave for another time. But you can hear the influence that Serge and the other French artists from like the 70s and 60s and 70s and 80s, the influence that they have on the current stuff. So like the muffled close mic, the heavy repeating beat, sort of languid lyrics that are almost spoken, and of course the sexual references. If you made it to the end, then thank you for listening. And if you want to listen to all of the songs that I played without a commentary, then a playlist will be linked in the description, along with an extended playlist with songs that I didn't play today, but which fit the theme. So now all that's done, I'll leave you with a final song by Serge called Je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais, which means I came to tell you that I'm leaving.
Je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Et t'es là en venue pour rien changer. Comme dit si bien Verlaine, au vent mauvais. Je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Tu te souviens des jours anciens et tu pleures. Tu suffoques, tu blémis la présence qu'a sonné l'heure. Dis adieu à jamais, et je suis au regret de te dire que je m'en vais. Mais je t'aimais, oui, mais je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais.
sanglots longs ne pourront rien changer. Comme dit si bien Verlaine, au vent mauvais, je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Tu te souviens des jours heureux et tu pleures. Tu sanglotes, tu gémis, apesant que ce n'est l'heure. Des adieux à jamais, je suis au regret de te dire que je m'en vais. Car tu m'en as trop fait. Je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Tes larmes n'y pourront rien changer. Comme dit si bien Verlaine, au vent mauvais, je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Tu te souviens des jours anciens où tu pleures. Tu suffoques, tu blémis à présent que ce n'est pas le bon. Des adieux à jamais, je suis heureux de te dire que je m'en vais. Oui, je t'aimais, oui, mais je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Tes sanglots longs n'y pourront rien changer. Comme dit si bien Verlaine, au vent mauvais, je suis venu te dire que je m'en vais. Tu te souviens des jours heureux et tu pleures. Tu sanglotes, tu gémis à présent. Personne n'est heureux. Des adieux à jamais. Oui, je suis au regret de te dire que je m'en vais.